On the top shelf, at each end, you can see original artwork by Academy Award winner Tony Walton for the float used in the 1978 Thanksgiving parade promoting the film The Wiz. Tony Walton was the husband of the famous actress Julie Andrews, who is well known for her main role in The Sound of Music. Leaning against the wall of the cabinet are amusement park tin headset props designed by Tony Walton, which were seen in the Slide Some Oil to Me number as the Tin Man, played by Nipsey Russell, leads a top dance with Dorothy, Diana Ross, and the Scarecrow, Michael Jackson, on stage in front of a rusty carnival game. In the middle, you can see an original model of the Ease On Down the Road float constructed from wood, paper, and metal components. Walton's two-level float design incorporates motifs from the Yellow Brick Road Bridge and the Chrysler Building featured during the Scarecrow's Michael Jackson and Dorothy's Diana Ross discovered of the Golden Pathway. The model includes five Chrysler buildings mounted on movable lifts that transport performers from the lower level to the top platform. It features 24 figurines crafted from acrylic on polymer clay. On the second shelf, there's a poster from The Wiz, signed by Michael Jackson. Next to it is an issue of Jet magazine promoting The Wiz. In front of these items is a photograph signed by Diana Ross. To the right is a sealed record of The Wiz soundtrack alongside a talking viewmaster of The Wizard of Oz. On the third shelf, you will find a Munchkinland set of 8-inch vinyl dolls inspired by the MGM film The Wizard of Oz. On the right-hand side are puppets of the Oz characters produced as a part of a Procter & Gamble sponsorship for the 1969 telecast of the MGM film. On the bottom shelf, there is an original bronze casting of Tony Walton's Scarecrow as Michael Jackson from the film version of The Wiz, followed by an Emerald City playset by Mego from 1975, and an original bronze casting of Tony Walton's Tin Man, Nipsey Russell, from the film.